And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And the we're piece is in place today because I have Mike Harrison joining me today. We're going to do a really interesting show. We're going to talk about things that real estate investors talk about. Now, who's Mike Harrison? Well, Mike Harrison is a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. He also is a fellow host for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, this show that we produce for your benefit. Now, the thing I love about Mike is, well, there's a lot of things to love about Mike. First of all, the guy is grounded. He is focused on what is important to him. He is focused on his family, and he is focused on completely transitioning his life. Now, the neat thing about Mike is that, well, he's one of those corporate America guys. He's one of those guys that actually had the 401k. He had the IRAs. He did everything he was told to do because he was focused. He was going to achieve what society told him to do, which was go to school, get good grades, get into the workforce, trade time for money, spend 30, 40, 50 years doing that, save up that giant bag of money, and live off of it. And here's what Mike realized back in 2013. It ain't working. They sold me a bag of goods. This ain't working. If I keep doing what I'm doing now, I will not achieve the results I'm trying to look for. As a matter of fact, I'm probably just going to have to continue to work the rest of my life. And that's a terrible outcome. About that time, Mike had been listening to Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO at Lifestyles Unlimited. He had been listening to Del on the radio for like 2 years, and he took no action. He took no action. So let's do this. Let's bring Mike onto the show, and let's quiz him. Let's get into his brain. Let's find out the things that you want Mike to say that he never says on the radio, and I'm just the guy to extract it. Mike, welcome to the show. How you doing, my friend?
Fantastic, Brother Al. It's a pleasure to join you today. Thanks so much. And yeah, I was definitely, you can call me a stock market 401k IRA nerd. I ate, drank, lived it. When I wasn't working,
what was your financial
time reading about it?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was your financial literature? I mean, what did you read? Were you a Wall Street Journal guy? Were you an investor business daily guy? Yeah.
I had the big three. So Money Magazine, Page to Page, Inc. I really liked Inc. Magazine a lot because you get a lot of young entrepreneur kind of stuff in there. And then my dad, every year for Christmas, would resubscribe me to The Economist. So what a goober, man. I can't believe it. I was knee deep in that. But I was always a rebel. So I was the clown that would reverse engineer and say, well, heck, if I want $4 million by the time I'm 60, because that equals $160,000 a year to retire on, I need to be at X when I'm 35, at Y when I'm 38, at this number when I'm 40. And unfortunately, these little things called stock market corrections get in the way. And so time to find a new path, right? You're lost in the jungle. Going north isn't working, so let's go south.
Yeah, or call in for air support, because sometimes that's the best way to go. Fire for effect on my position. Yeah, broken arrow. Okay, so you were listening to Dell for like 2 years, but you were also immersed in all that financial literature. So was there conflict going on in your mind during that 2 years?
There was, because it was a complete dichotomy. It was a complete, just the whole borrow on every property kind of thing. And I'm like, no, you got to have fully paid for. Well, I was also a Dave Ramsey guy. So I had these influences in my life that I was truly trying to adhere to. I just wanted to do the right thing and just wanted a great life for my wife and my family. I knew I'd never be living on the French Riviera. But, you know, if not, can we have a house with a boat on a lake? I mean, something simple like that. So yeah, there was a complete dichotomy during those times. Wealth is created, abundance mentality, that stuck with me. That was always an interesting lesson. Just things along those lines. And it, I did go ahead and buy that house. The only money I had was in naturally in an IRA. So I had to convert to the self-directed IRA and then buy the house in the self-directed IRA. And I bought a really nice house. So, but that was what started me on the path. And then finally had the, well, it's funny. I was making a corporate sales call on a company that is on the floor below Lifestyles Unlimited on Decker Drive there in Irving, Texas. And I was walking upstairs at about 4:30 one afternoon, turned around to hit the door and leave. And I saw Lifestyles Unlimited up on the second floor. And that's, you know, I've got a lot of inner voice, you know, good voice, bad voice, angel on the shoulder, whatever you want to say. And it was kind of like, Harrison, it's now or never. And I marched up there, met a guy named Al Walker, and he was actually doing the free workshop that night. So I hung around, and that was it. That I changed right then.
You have Mike Harrison on the show because we've decided that we were going to team up today and we were going to share information with you that, with both of our heads working on it together, you're going to get a better result. But before we get into that, Mike was telling us what caused him to stop doing exactly what he had been doing for financial freedom, and he changed paths. He changed paths. Now, let me set the stage for you. Mike was one of those guys that was doing all the 401k, the IRA. I mean, he had subscriptions to all the financial magazines. He would pore over that stuff. And he would also listen to Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, on the radio. Well, after about 2 years of doing this, he got to a place in 2013 where he actually intersected physically with the Lifestyles Unlimited offices in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He was actually in the same building, and he ran into another guy by the name of Al.
Al Walker was his name, the great Al Walker, very nice guy. Not sure what Al's doing now, but I knew Al had invested in a ton of homes, and he was the guy that was presenting the free workshop. So I think Al's quietly retired off into the sunset, and good for you, Al, if you catch this show. But yeah, there was two distinct items in that workshop that I immediately realized. One was, wow, you can make money five ways on a house. I thought there was really only one, and maybe that second, one being cash flow, two being appreciation, looking at it like you'd look at it as a stock. But the cash flow wasn't mine. It was all going to the IRA. I didn't know that you can set it up to where, wow, I get the $400 every month or the $500, or one of my rental houses, $577 every month. That was great. But the second distinct deal that I learned was that you can scale. So if you're buying a house and you're paying cash, whether it's in an IRA or not an IRA, you think, okay, I spent a lot of money, and then we'll just save. Maybe in 3 or 4 years, I can buy that next one, pay that off, and another 5 or 6 years, buy that next one and pay it off. But after leaving that workshop, I said, no, I can take all this, and I can scale up, and I can get a bunch of houses in a short amount of time. And so that was the game changer. And then all of those houses producing that income, it's just it was like the difference between riding a bicycle and getting an opportunity to ride on the space shuttle.
It's kind of like in my world, it's kind of like growing up in a very rural place, and you go to your local store, and your local store is about the size of maybe your one car garage, right? And you grow up that way, you live that way, and then all of a sudden you go to the big city and you get the opportunity to go to like an HEB or something like that, right? And yeah, and all of a sudden it's like, I didn't know this existed. Is that the way you felt, Mike?
It was astounding. Yes. And I felt really actually kind of naive, to tell you the truth. Like, why don't I know this? And then that was just reinforced when I took my 2-day seminar, and the next one was just a few weeks away. And I was now we're at May 18th, May 19th, 2013, 2 days I'll never forget. You know, those days are etched in my mind, just like the dates of, you know, my anniversary, my kids' birthdays. It was that significant in my life.
Well, we've made it through the first half of 2022. I mean, and by the way, happy belated 4th of July, Mike. But the markets are doing some weird stuff right now. What do you think is going on in the markets? What's your perspective?
Uncertainty. Absolute uncertainty. When so on one hand, their consumer confidence is down, and can you blame the American consumer? My gosh, just gasoline by itself is such a large portion of the everyday American budget. When you're looking at your wife and you're like, we used to go to the grocery store twice a week, and why don't we just go once a week, or can we go once every 10 days? And the only reasoning is gasoline. And that's stupid because the grocery store is 2 miles away from your house, but that's where we are. Imagine if I have a lot of friends in the service industry, someone who you need a repair to your house and they drive to your house, and we're in Dallas, Fort Worth. So that repair may be in Keller, Texas, but the person driving to your house, whether it's an air conditioner person, a roofer, a tree trimmer guy, they may come from Arlington and they come out just to give you a quote and they don't even get paid for the quote. And they had to drive 30 miles to get to you. And then they hope they get your business. How are those people doing today with that gas? And don't tell me inflation's up 8% for that particular family. It's up 40%. So consumer confidence is down. Wall Street knows it. There's uncertainty. And then there's no leadership. There's no, here's our 8-point plan to get us out of here. They're talking about, well, we know what they're talking about. It has nothing to do with inflation of the economy. So sorry, Al, went on a little rant there, but I'm getting a little heated.
Man, I'm totally fine with that, because I was going to drop a couple names on you and see if I can get your blood to boil even further. Are you willing to go there?
Well, I don't see any sharp objects around, so yeah, let's go.
Okay, so we know it's no secret that when the administration changed, what, a year and a half ago, the current administration came in with an objective to change the energy policy in this country. And even though they won't take responsibility for any of this stuff, even though they think Putin did all this stuff, it's the policies that they put into place in January of 2021 that are creating this effect that we're achieving. So we keep seeing stuff in the news. You know, the Fed chair, Janet Yellen, you know, I think it's inexcusable that somebody in that position doesn't even understand what's going on in this country when it comes to inflation. And then she makes descriptions like transitory inflation that weren't true. They just absolutely weren't true. And everybody's being affected by this. And you hit the nail on the head, Mike. You totally did. It's fuel. Because everything that we consume as consumers, because we're all consumers, right? It all has to get to us somehow. And it's not getting to us on trucks that run on battery power, right?
You're absolutely right. And these are people that weren't picked because they were really great at, for instance, financial markets. They were picked because their politics were right. And I don't want to make this a political show, but that's where we're at. So the interview goes something like this. How are your politics? Oh, A+. I agree with everything. Do you have basic math skills? Sure. Okay. You're the Fed chairman. Here's where we want to go. We want to break the back of the American consumer because let's not go to the why, but that's exactly what's going on. And then they have declared war on the energy industry. We'll come back, but we'll talk about how that's going to change real estate for the better for us.
Yeah, no, I'm on board with that. We'll be back right after this.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Stop waiting. Stop sitting around. Stop procrastinating. This is your time. Make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's going to crash. It's going to be better next year. I've got to listen to four more classes. I love guys come up to me all the time. You know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, and you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
It's two for Tuesday. That means you not only get me, Al Gordon, you also get Mike Harrison. And what we're doing today is we're just two real estate investors that have managed to completely transition our lives in the direction we were trying to get to our entire lives. But we had gotten to a point in our life where we realized it wasn't working. Everything that we had done was not getting us the results that we were trying to achieve. Now, Mike found Lifestyles Unlimited in 2013. I found Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017. Doesn't matter when you find us. Once you find us, take notice, because when you do what we do, you get the results you're looking for. So, Mike, we were going to break, and we were talking about the war. I'm going to call it a war on the state of Texas. Now, it's not really a legitimate war. Congress didn't get together and say we're going to attack and we're going to blow up Texas. That's not what happened. But what did happen was a complete transformation of energy policy in the United States, which affected the oil and gas industry, which, by the way, is a segment of the economy that you and I provide housing to, do we not?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And it's one of the last segments that really DC hasn't been able to control, and they're going after it. But the bottom line is what I see going forward is increased rent demand. I don't see any sort of depreciation on houses. I don't think we're going to have any sort of, like we had in 2008, 2010, where a downturn where you're able to pick up houses. House values really didn't drop during that time, and they're not going to drop during this time. But you'll have increased rental demand. But houses and apartments, it's no longer that seller's market. We actually get to have a conversation as a buyer. So that's kind of unique. That's something that has just come about, my gosh, last 8 weeks, you'd say, Al. I mean, it's been a quick transition.
Yeah, for me, it's really been the last 90 days. I've noticed that there were signs of recessionary pressure in the markets. And once I noticed that, and I started, talking to guys like you and getting your input and what you thought about it, I recognized that maybe I was correct. And at that point, Tina and I, we sat down and we analyzed our strategy on what we were doing. We made a decision to stop investing in multifamily assets that were poised to double or triple our money in the next 3 to 5 years. And the reason we did that is because we saw the same signs of opportunity that you just described. Now, were you seeing the same things that I was seeing? I mean, were you changing your investing strategy the last 2 to 3 months?
Well, yes and no. One, primarily, I've entered that fourth phase of my real estate side, I guess, as I grow forward. I am moving from, I have the houses, I've done a ton of passive investing, and now I'm moving into that lead investment phase. And so I'm going through that education process now, and we are pulling funds. So normally I'd be putting these into passive deals. And we can talk about how I would have changed my strategy on what I invested in, but now I'm pulling that money to accumulate that war chest to go find that apartment community. And I expect that to happen before the end of the year. But as my mentor said, and I just met with my mentor 2 weeks ago, he said, this is going to be a good thing for you because you're going to be able to negotiate on that first apartment community. So that's what I'm doing. If as far as my strategy and passive, I would have looked for a strategy that had, hey, let's have a solid, let's play with this. What if you have an interest rate of 6 or 6.5? Are we still making money? How do you look at with that interest rate at 6.5 at 70% occupied? Not that we'd get to that point. Are we still making money? And if the answer is yes and yes, then that would be a deal that I would jump into.
You know, you and I had a great conversation at our expo up in Irving last October. And first of all, it was great just to hang out with you and just get to know you even more because, I mean, you live 5 hours away from me. So it's not like I can just go, hey, Mike, you want to come over and we'll have some iced tea. It takes more logistics,
yeah,
right?
We don't get to see each other often enough. You're right.
Exactly. But when we did get together, we were both focused on that lead investment journey. And I think both of us had agreed that we were going to pursue that. Now, obviously, things in the world change. We know that things in the world change. My journey was impacted because of this war that I think exists with Texas. The fact that the federal government is doing whatever it wants to do, and they're just kind of leading. Well, they're laying Texas out to dry. That's Al's opinion, but that's my opinion. We've got uncontrolled immigration. We have cartels that are charging and making massive amounts of money for human trafficking, and it's a problem. So the governor said, you know what? Enough. I have a military resource. I have a law enforcement resource. I have the authority to call them up, and he did. He activated everybody. So if you were a member of the Texas National Guard, like my son Jonathan is a member of the Texas National Guard, his desire to become a lead investor and me to be the operational piece, well, that just, they got tanked. But here's the beautiful thing, Mike. It didn't wreck our investing strategy. I mean, when you realize that the strategy you're following is about ready to take an IED, you just adjust course. And there's multiple paths that you can go by. And that's what we did. So I had to step away from the lead investment side, but you're still going like hardcore on it. Are you not?
I am. However, if you think about it, I've got to get this education piece done. There's so many facets to it. I've got to dig in more into the syndication process. I've got to work with an attorney. I've got to work with a mortgage broker. I've got to get that pre-lending side down. I've got to do the property searches. And then you've got to do the feasibility and the quick analysis on the property. So there's a ton of work. So I literally don't anticipate making a purchase for a minimum of 3 or 4 months. So in a way, I am taking a pause, just like you said. But the beauty, what does Dell teach us about real estate and versus the stock market? The stock market's a bullet. Gun fires, you can't get out of the way. The markets are tanking. You're in there. There's no way you can get out. If you call to sell, mutual funds are sold or rectified. The orders are rectified at the end of the trading day. So you're sitting there and you watch everything go, 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 and then your sell order is put in and you're doomed. You're shot. You're dead. Real estate's a train. Hey, buddy, you're on these tracks. A train's going to hit you. Oh, yeah. When's that train coming? Oh, a couple months from now. All right. Well, I'll just step off the tracks so you can adjust course with real estate. So you can move from housing to passive to lead. And then even adjust within those three categories. It's fantastic, and I'm not participating in this downturn, which is even more fantastic.
We're going to go through a little exercise for you. Now, this exercise is designed to show you how the sophisticated investor mindset works. What does all that mean? Okay, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you will go through an educational process. And Mike elected to go through an additional education process because he wants to syndicate real estate deals to people like me. He's a part of what we call the Preferred Investor Group, which is a segment of the Lifestyles Unlimited community that operates kind of independent of the everything else. And the reason we do that is because the SEC mandates that we do that. They mandate that we have certain protections around that group and that we have to operate correctly. Mike is going through all the educational pieces necessary so that he fully understands the legal way to operate. And you know what? He's going to be great at it. But what I want him to do now is I'm going to have him demonstrate the mental acuity of a sophisticated real estate investor. And what I'm going to do is I actually received 4 deals that came in from one of the realtors that I have a relationship with. His name is Chris, and he sent me 4 wholesale deals. Now, 2 of the deals I've already kind of moved aside because they don't, from Al's perspective, they don't offer as much financially as the other 2 deals do. So Mike, if you're ready, now let's be clear and honest with the audience. Have I provided you any of the information that I'm about ready to share with you? Did I send you anything? Did I give you anything? Did you pour over this all night? Or are you just like a blank slate ready to get this?
None at all. And a little worried. You're putting me on the spot. So this will be fun. Let's see how this goes.
Okay. So deal number 1, are you ready?
Let's roll.
Okay. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. You know that sweet asset we always look for, that target asset? This is it.
Right.
Now, it's 1,690 square feet, and it was built in 1960. Okay, so it's a little bit older than you and I are. The after repair opinion, in other words, all fixed up, this thing should be worth $295,000 in the neighborhood. Wow. it's in. You and I, we could buy it right now from the wholesaler, and our all-in asking price is $205,000. Chris estimates the equity capture on this deal to be around $44,000. And it's going to take $48,000 cash out of pocket for you to do the deal. So the equity capture is pretty good. Cash flow, $221 a month. And your cash-on-cash return, well, it works out to be about 5.5%, which is about what the market is offering right now. So that's deal number 1. What are your thoughts right now on deal number 1? Is it interesting to you, or are you more interested in hearing what deal number 2 offers?
It's intriguing. The main question for anyone who would want to buy it is, are you purchasing real estate to buy your life back? Cash flow, for instance, is that what's important to you? Or are you looking, hey, I'm going to build a big cash flow snowball, and that 44,000 equity capture, it sounds like a big chunk of change. If we can take that 44 and we don't necessarily need the cash flow, and 3 years from now, we can parlay that 44 plus all the other that we've earned on the property and the appreciation. Can we then parlay and our down, we'd have our down with us. So we'd have 44 plus 48 plus appreciation. Can we now go put that in 2 or 3 houses in 3 years? So what's your timeline? What are you looking for? I like the equity capture on that a lot. 1960 doesn't scare me at all. And 5.5 is fine. That's just one way we're making money. We've got 4 other ways on top of that. So your true return is, and I don't have a calculator right now, probably 16 to 20 on an annualized basis.
Yeah, what I loved about that deal was we could do that deal and we would essentially double our investment in what, the 2 to 3 months it takes for us to take that dog and turn it into
that's
a darling.
100%.
Yeah. That's what I liked about that deal. That's why I picked that one out. Now here's another one that I saw and I went, wait a minute, maybe this is a better deal. So let me run this one by you and get your thoughts on it. So this is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath with a 2-car garage, but it's a little smaller. It's 1,220 square feet. It's also a little older, but it's newer than the other one. It was built in 62. Now, this particular neighborhood, the after repair value is not as great as the other one. It's only $185,000. You and I can buy it today for $75,000. That's how bad this property is.
Heavy lift.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are you thinking? Right in your mind, you're probably thinking what, three months minimum to get this thing turned around?
Yeah, 3. It's, and you're probably looking at, I mean, at least, I don't know what the repairs on it are, but probably a solid 50 is going to have to go into this house. I would just shoot from the hip without even seeing it.
Well, and I happen to know this neighborhood, a lot of foundation problems in that neighborhood. So I pretty much am going to guarantee you, you're going to go in there and you're going to do probably at least a dozen piers. Does that scare you?
No, because I've done that. It scared me the first time until my hard money lenders patting me on the back and saying, "Hey, little buddy, this is no big deal." But I stood in a house where you're standing in the master bath and you're expecting a 90 degree transition between ceiling and wall, and I'm looking up and I'm looking into the attic. That's how bad. So I've done it, been down that road. You have the right company. Foundation doesn't bother me one iota.
Okay. Well, let me get in to the rest of the numbers to see if this is still an interesting deal for you. Chris thinks the equity capture is going to be right about 32,000, and he's estimating you and I can get into this deal for $21,000 cash out of pocket. Yeah.
130%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, do you all notice what Mike's brain just did? His brain just realized that he could drop $21,000 into the deal. And when he completes the project and puts that resident in there, he's already going to like more than double the amount of money he put into the deal just based on the equity he captures. Now, do you want to know about the cash flow?
Sure. We've got 130% gain and probably more than that. But anyway, that's a nice return, 130. Where can you put your money today and make 130%?
In this house. Okay, so the cash flow, it's only about 171. So it doesn't meet that $200 minimum that we like to see.
Yeah.
But it's almost a 10% return cash on cash, which is pretty exceptional in today's market. So what do you think about this thing?
Take it, because in a 422, if the neighborhood's right and you do a nice lift, you can probably push rents more than you think you can, because that's going to be a bigger family. That's maybe somebody transferring down to San Antonio with a great company. I mean, my gosh, every other day there's a new corporate headquarters that's moving down here. So if I'm a dad with two or three kids, and I can take a 422 versus a 322, rent's the same. Yeah, so you may be able to push rent more down the road. I know your analysis is based on today, but where are we, year one, year two? You're instantly making 130% return with the rehab. I like it, and you still, if you're even considering the other one, cash out of pocket at 50 grand, this one's 21. That means you still have 30 to play with. Can we go find another house, Al?
So tell me about how the financing works, Mike, because people listening to us are thinking that if we decide to take the second deal and we have enough money now to buy two of these deals, don't we have to like go through that same painful process of qualifying for each property?
Negatory. You have already been pre-approved by your conventional lender, let's say, and you have a relationship with your hard money lender. So provided your conventional lender has given you the green light to purchase more than one property at a time, and sometimes that may be an issue. They'll say, yes, you can keep doing them one at a time, but sometimes they'll say, okay, you've reached a point where you can do two at a time. When I first started, I can only do one at a time, and that was a mistake. I actually bit one off during a process, I think, of house number four. I got excited and started trying to jump on house number five too early. So that may be an issue. That's a question to ask your conventional lender, but you're not having to go through, I mean, that approval process is grueling. I mean, they're looking at everything, but you don't have to do that. And then I like both these deals. These are true, definitely equity capture, long-term yield plays. They're not cash flow plays. Both of these are great examples of that. So you're not buying these for the cash flow. You're buying this for that big gain 2 years from now, 3 years from now. I mean, it's instant. It's just not realized. So I like them both. So Al, let me ask you the million-dollar question. Literally, which one are you going to choose?
You know, I'm going to go with deal number two, because deal number two allows me to capture an asset. It allows me to position that asset. I'm not too worried about the cash flow at 171, because I think market forces will remedy that for me. Rents are going up so much right now. And believe it or not, people can actually afford the increase in rents. They may not be able to afford the increase in gas prices, but they can afford the increase in rents. And as a result of that, this property will get to a minimum cash flow position that I want it to be, probably about the time I finish renovation and put it on the market. So that deal is like, that's the sweetheart deal for me. And I'll tell you what, Mike, we're out of time, but I hope those of you listening to Mike and I learn something about real estate investment. And what we want you to do is to come join us. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.